Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hello and welcome to your Newsmax Daily for Monday, March 25th, 2024, the 13th Monday of the year. It's the final Monday of this month and the beginning of Holy Week for Christians around the world, with Thursday being Holy Thursday and the end of Lent ahead of Good Friday and Easter Sunday. Today is also the 16th day of Ramadan, the Muslim holy season. On the calendar of made-up holidays, it's International Waffle Day and Pecan or Pecan Day. Either way, they are delicious and healthy. One of the few things in life that we actually like to eat that's actually good for us, except when you cook it into a pie, right? With a lot of sugar and other stuff, which you may have had over the weekend, or maybe you had some waffles, whatever you ate. Whatever you did, I hope you had a terrific and safe weekend. And what a weekend it turned out to be. Wow. If you were having fun, hopefully, and maybe not paying so much attention, give me a minute to recap. On Friday, I left off saying the weekend talk shows would be all about Donald Trump's post saying he had secured the money, the nearly $500 million for the New York fraud case, and the attorney general trying to seize Trump properties if he doesn't have the money, as well as the increased tensions around the world that we had discussed on Friday with U.S. troops in Taiwan and other things, right? Then we had the terror attack inside a Moscow concert hall that killed more than 130 people. That led to increased Russian attacks on Ukraine over the weekend, as Vladimir Putin accused Ukraine of being involved in the terror attack. That missile attack on Ukraine then led to a Russian cruise missile flying over NATO territory Sunday morning, which, as you would imagine, triggered a major security and military alert. Allied warplanes flying to ensure the security of the Polish airspace. This happening around 4:20 a.m., middle of the night, local time, over Poland. As you likely know by now, ISIS claimed responsibility for the terror attack in Russia, and everything that we have seen and heard since points to the ISIS faction known as ISIS-K, and I'm sure we'll be hearing more about that throughout the course of the day. Meanwhile, here at home, Vice President Kamala Harris showed up in Puerto Rico, clapping happily and singing along with a song that was actually protesting her visit to the island. Boy, did she have a tough weekend in the media or what? She also visited Parkland High School here in Florida, scene of the deadly 2018 Valentine's Day shooting, to talk about gun control. And trending today, a tweet from President Biden or whoever runs his X account, sort of trolling former President Trump for something that he posted about winning an award at his golf resort in West Palm Beach, Florida. President Biden or Corinne Jean-Pierre saying, "Wow, what an accomplishment, Donald." Trump also took to his Truth Social on Saturday to raise concerns about what he's been calling lawfare and the legalities of actions of a sitting president, writing, "At what point are the actions of a sitting president using lawfare against his opponent for purposes of election interference considered illegal? I believe, as do various highly respected legal scholars, that crooked Joe Biden has long since crossed over that very sacred threshold." That coming from former President Trump on his Truth Social media. And the big story, today is the day that the New York Attorney General has to decide how and when she is going to start collecting that nearly $500 million fine against the former president and the Trump organization if he doesn't pay the bond. As another court case, the Stormy Daniels case, is also happening in New York today. This is former acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker on Saturday Report.
What's happening is a coordinated effort to try to hamstring and weaken Donald Trump, to take away his resources, to keep him in court, to keep him battling. Because remember, all of these cases are brought in very blue jurisdictions by by very blue prosecutors. And you're seeing each one of these cases kind of deteriorate as they actually, you know, meet courts and judges. And let's talk about this Letitia James, Judge Engoron judgment. You know, what you see is it's untethered from any relationship to a loss amount, a victim, or anything else. The fundamental facts are he took out loans, he paid them back with interest, and somehow he's on the hook now for $450 or more million dollars. But, you know, this guy is going to fight through it. Donald Trump, that I know, is going to continue to fight on behalf of the American people. And I think everybody in New York especially should be very concerned about what Letitia James did in this case.
Yeah, there are a lot of people in the business community that are also saying, don't do business in New York after this, because the message it sends is anybody they could go after. It's the inflating, they claim, of the values of the property. And a lot of people are still saying, $18 million for Mar-a-Lago? Are you kidding me? You and I should go buy it and flip it if that's the case, Matt.
No doubt. You know, and it's also not only election interference, but, you know, it has a chilling effect on anybody in New York, especially that has a desire to be active in conservative politics, because ultimately they're only going after Donald Trump, and they're only going after him because he is the lead, you know, now the nominee for Republican president. And I just, you know, I'm so concerned about what this does to so many other great patriots that are going to find themselves in the barrel pretty soon as, you know, these types of cases are pursued by very partisan prosecutors.
That's former acting AG Matthew Whitaker on Saturday Report with Rita Cosby. And don't forget, last week, the New York Attorney General had already started scoping out properties for potential seizure.
Is it unusual for a former federal prosecutor to be talking like this and saying, and in fact, she brings up the comment, too, that every time she walks out of her office, she sees 40 Wall Street. I'm looking at that, she says. Is that a bizarre thing to say? Here's sort of who's on my ticking list.
You know, the Trump properties are premier. They're one of a kind, irreplaceable. To your point, you know, Mar-a-Lago is probably worth factors of 100 or more times based on the development around Palm Beach as compared to what this judge evaluated this case to be worth. And, you know, but here's the concern is that as they pursue these properties and if they start seizing properties next week, then ultimately, I think that is only going to make President Trump more politically powerful. And if I was Letitia James, and I'm not giving, you know, advice here, but I think she should just wait until this case runs its course through the appeals court, whether the Eighth Amendment prohibition against excessive fines or not is applicable, whether due process has been met in this case, and whether, you know, Judge Engoron has a bias that should have disqualified him from the case. All of those should be decided before she starts seizing properties.
Yeah, and the issue, too, as you're suggesting, is how can someone defend themselves? You think about this, how does the average person defend themselves if they have to put up X amount of assets and essentially go broke in many cases? President Trump will probably find it from a variety of sources, maybe even the sale of Truth Social. There's a whole bunch of stuff that's sort of out there and being floated out there now. But as you're looking at all these things, how does the average person do it? It really does seem like an issue of due process that you have to put it up there before you can even appeal. That's amazing, Matt.
No, you're absolutely right. And I don't think most Americans, if they took out a loan, paid it back with interest, and then were on the hook for some multiple of whatever that number was that a judge just pulls out of thin air. I mean, everyone would suggest that's unfair. And that is really un-American. But that's where we are. And because it's an election interference, it's a desire to keep Donald Trump in court and off the campaign trail. And I just think ultimately it fails.
Again, that's former acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker on Saturday Report, one of the many great weekend shows on Newsmax. And this is Newsmax host Lydia Serrani with more background on the case.
Already, New York Attorney General Letitia James has begun salivating at the prospect of taking away President Trump's decades of hard work, her maniacal grin reminiscent of a snake about to swallow her next meal. James has already filed judgments in Westchester County, the first indication that she is preparing to try and seize President Trump's golf course and private estate known as Seven Springs. She's also eyeing other Trump properties. Trump James is clearly hell-bent on making good on her campaign promise to get Trump.
Will you sue him for us?
Oh, we're going to definitely sue him. We're going to be a real pain in the ass.
I will never be afraid to challenge this illegitimate president.
We need to focus on Donald Trump. We need to follow his money.
What is fueling my soul right now is Trump.
This illegitimate president. I look forward to going into the office of Attorney General every day, suing him, and then going home.
How is she still in power? I mean, the left, it continues to push the very limits of the law. Take, for example, this civil fraud case against President Trump. Did you know that Judge Engoron initially ordered that Trump's New York companies be completely dissolved with the bang of a gavel? But numerous legal experts, even this report in the New York Times, detailed how the only law, only under the law, the judges, they're not able to punish an individual, only companies for fraud. And this fraud case against Trump has never been tried in New York's history. And of course, now the exception has become Trump because he became the front runner for the 2024 presidential election. Think about this. They had decades to go after Trump as he built and rebuilt the New York City skyline like he did after 9/11.
You've had an impact on the skyline of New York. What is it like as you see it now?
It's like a whole different skyline. It's like a whole different city and world. I cannot believe the site of Lower Manhattan without the World Trade Center. And therefore, we have to rebuild, not necessarily in that form, but we have to rebuild at least as good and maybe better.
Trump helped make New York City the financial capital of the world. And as the left tries to destroy him, they strangle New York City, the economy, and therefore all Americans. When will people understand that what's happening to Trump is more than just the persecution of one man, a presidential candidate? It's the demonization of every American out there who wants to save America.
Another big talker over the weekend was Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene's motion to vacate House Speaker Mike Johnson. This after the House passed the $1.2 trillion bill to fund the government back on Friday. She spoke with our congressional correspondent, Kilmeny Dukart.
Congresswoman, thank you for being with us. You said that this could be a matter of weeks or months. Why the undefined timeline on potentially initiating this?
I think it's extremely important in the circumstances we're in that I am very thoughtful and respectful of the other members of my conference, and I want to be. I don't want to throw our House into chaos, but I filed the motion to vacate today because we absolutely have to find a speaker that is going to lead the House of Representatives for our Republican values instead of a complete departure like what happened today. This was Chuck Schumer's second part of an omnibus bill. This is a $1.2 trillion omnibus bill that actually received all the Democrat votes, I think, except a few, and failed to receive the majority of the majority. This was a Democrat bill that contained funding for abortion clinics that give abortions up until full term, that funded DEI, funded the trans agenda on children. And the worst, most grievous act was that Mike Johnson completely got rolled and gave up every ounce of negotiating power for our border security.
But if this is about the spending bill, why not initiate this before the vote?
Well, this came on the heels of three CRs. We should have been working on our single appropriation bill starting back in October. But that didn't happen. It was three CRs, and then they waited all the way up until the government funding deadline, putting us in the typical same old pressure cooker where everybody has to vote to fund the government and then get on their plane and go home for Easter break. Everyone is sick of that. These are the tricks and the gimmicks that they have been using in Washington, D.C. for years, and these are the tricks and the gimmicks that our Republican majority promised the American people wouldn't happen anymore. He was told all week long by countless members of our conference, do not do this to us. But he broke the 72-hour rule, forced us to vote on a bill today that didn't allow us to put any amendments on the bill, to even fight to make changes to the bill, and only gave us one day to read a 1,012-page bill. This is not the type of Republican speaker we need in the crisis that America is in today.
Georgia Representative MTG on with our Kilmeny Dukart. Remember back on Thursday, Thursday. I told you that the text of the bill had just been released Thursday afternoon. Lawmakers and their aides were just reading it then, 1,012 pages, and had to vote on it Friday, as Marjorie said. Fellow Republican Tim Burchett of Tennessee weighed in on America Right Now.
It's a strategic move on Marjorie's part to do that. She's unhappy with Speaker Johnson, obviously, as a lot of us are. So it's, but you know, but when myself and Matt Gaetz and Nancy Mace and a few of the others and Luna and Eli Crane and Rosendale and Bob Good and the rest of us, when we did it before, you know, we knew absolutely positively that we would have a Republican in that speaker's chair. Now we've, you know, with another member deciding to leave yesterday, you know, we could be handing the gavel over to Hakeem Jeffries. So there's a lot of, as President Bush would say, strategery in this. And I talked to Marjorie yesterday about it. And, you know, she's not moving with it. It's just there and it's in place and she can pull the trigger when she wants to.
Congressman Tim Burchett on America Right Now with Mike Carter, who went on to discuss last week's Oversight Committee hearing on the Bidens.
You know, Congressman, one of the highlights from the hearing this week came when Mr. Bobulinski was grilled by Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Apparently, the two of them have very different understandings of the RICO Act. Watch this.
Did you witness the president commit a crime? Is it your testimony today?
Yes.
And what crime?
Corruption statutes, RICO, and conspiracy.
What is it? What is the crime, sir?
You
specifically.
You ask me to answer the question. I answered the question.
No.
RICO, you're obviously not familiar with. Corruption
Excuse me, sir. RICO is not a crime.
So RICO's not a crime. Your thoughts, Congressman?
Well, that's what they're charging President Trump with. All the mobsters and all the bikers that are in jail on RICO charges, I hope they're watching this and saying, hey, I need to get me another attorney. I need to get out of jail because it absolutely is a crime. And, you know, it's just the charade of Washington. I said Bozo the Clown called and said, hey, I need to re-up my credentials. These guys are making clowns look bad because that's all this is. It's just a clown show. You know, you got Navarro, who's thrown in jail, prison, for not showing up for a meeting, yet Hunter Biden doesn't show up for a legitimate subpoena when the others weren't even legitimate, and he gets to walk. There's two sets of justice in this country, and that's what happens when 20 million Americans decide to not go vote because of a mean tweet. And that's why we've got this guy who can't even find the soft-serve ice cream machine in the White House that is our commander-in-chief. We're the laughingstock of the world. We just, this budget thing, if that doesn't prove it to you, folks, you need to get out and vote. We got to change this country. We are going to lose our country, and it's our own fault.
Tennessee Representative Tim Burchett, Bozo the Clown, said these guys are making clowns look bad. Come on, that is funny, right? And how about some of the clowns over at NBC this weekend who are losing their minds because NBC hired former RNC chair Ronna McDaniel? Conservatives and conservative networks are the ones that should be mad at her, right? But some of the staff are mad at NBC, saying that it could tarnish their news credibility. Do they know that Al Sharpton and Joe Scarborough work there? Al Sharpton led violent protests against the New York City Police Department, chanting, "Pigs in the blanket. How do we want them? Fried." And Michael Cohen is their go-to source on Donald Trump, who is back in court today, as I mentioned, for the Stormy Daniels case that directly involved Michael Cohen. Cohen is the one that handed her the check for the so-called hush money. And yesterday, Florida Governor Ronnie D, as I like to call him, rescued more Americans from Haiti. This is Florida Emergency Management Director Kevin Guthrie at Orlando International Airport, where 21 Floridians that were trapped in Haiti returned home on Saturday night.
Our goal every day is to fly people out. So the way that the government is working right now is working inside of Haiti is we're getting daily permits. So we can't get anything to land every day for a week or every day for the next 2 weeks. We have to do this bureaucratic process every single day.
That is another disaster that you know we are going to have to get more and more involved in, right? And this is Florida Senator Marco Rubio of the House Foreign Relations Committee, who made the rounds on all the weekend talkers.
I think what's important for us, beyond this horrible tragedy, which is what it is the fact that it took four people for this carnage. We've had 9 million people come across our border. 9 million have come across our border illegally, and it only took four. And no one can tell me that of the 9 million people that have entered this country illegally, there isn't a really high probability that at least four are members of an organization like this, especially when the FBI director himself confirmed to me in an open hearing of the Intelligence Committee that they are very concerned about a trafficking network that is linked to terrorists like ISIS, who basically traffic in people for money. It's a business for them. But you're telling me if you own a trafficking business, you're not going to use it to try to get terrorists in the United States? ISIS would love to do what they did in Moscow, here in the United States, in multiple places if they could. And the sad part about it is ISIS was wiped out. At the end of the Trump presidency, ISIS basically was not a functional entity, a bunch, handful of guys in caves, you know, trying to figure out who was going to get the camel for the day. And now these guys are basically back and operating inside of Russia, inside of Iran.
Rubio, if you didn't see it, is the latest Republican name to surface as a potential running mate for Donald Trump. And the more I thought about it over the weekend, the more I like it. Keep up with all the news all day long on Newsmax. It's going to be another wild news day. It is available on most major cable systems like AT&T, Comcast, DirecTV, Dish Network, Mediacom, Spectrum, Fios, Suddenlink, and others. And if you don't already have the new Newsmax Plus, go to newsmaxplus.com, get signed up. You can get a free trial. It includes all of your favorite shows and hosts with great expert analysis from people like Governor Mike Huckabee, Carrie Lake, KT McFarlane, Attorney Alan Dershowitz, Judge Napolitano, and a lot more. That's newsmaxplus.com. Thank you for checking out the Newsmax Daily. I'm Tony Marino. Questions, comments, concerns, salutations at @radio_Marino. And keep on fighting the good fight.
News breaks every minute, every day. You need the app, the Newsmax app. Find it free on your smartphone store. Then watch us anytime, anywhere.